Anyway, it's a completely different subject. As you can read in any paper, there are big problems we know about today with hospital-acquired infections. These are people who pick up nasty bugs in hospital. And adding to that, we have the problem of antibiotic resistance. It means that we have fewer weapons in our fight against bacteria. And so the search is on for scientists to find new antibiotics. And now researchers at the University of Kiel in Germany have found an unexpected source of these new bug busters. And these are tiny animals known as hydra. These are tiny creatures, they're just a few millimetres long, and they live in freshwater ponds and streams. And they're called hydra after the mythical beast that had loads of serpents on its head, because they're a little stump with lots of tentacles on. They're quite cute little things. Writing in the Journal of Biological Chemistry, Joachim Grutzinger and his colleagues have discovered a new protein in hydra, and they've called it hydramacin 1. Very original, and it has powerful antibacterial action. Now, what makes this protein unusual is that it isn't at all similar to most of the other antimicrobial proteins that scientists have previously discovered. It seems to be a completely new protein family, and they looked at the 3D structure of it, and they found that it's most closely related to a superfamily of proteins that include some found in scorpion venom, some in leeches as well. And this is potentially powerful because it means this is a totally new angle to try in the war on bugs. Now, when they tested it in the lab, they showed that hydramacin 1 could kill a wide range of different bacteria, including bugs called Klebsiella oxytoca, which are a common culprit in these hospital-acquired infections. And the researchers found that hydramacin 1 works actually by sticking to the surface of bacteria. It causes them to lump together, and eventually this breaks the cell membranes and the bacteria die. Now, this is a long way from being a useful microbicide that maybe you could give to patients or you could use as a wash in hospitals, but it is a new angle that we can try in the war on bugs.
How do they seek to exploit this? Is it going to be a case of just copying the gene and then tweaking it a little bit? Or is it going to be taking the mechanism and then starting from fresh to make something that does the same thing but it's entirely artificial?
Oh, I think it's really too early to tell, because they've only really just discovered this family of proteins and discovered that they could have antibacterial action. So it's really, this is a new start for a new avenue in research.